This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 27 Biography of Jefferson Van Drew, the Representative from New Jersey. General Information. Jefferson Van Drew, commonly known as Jeff Van Drew, is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. He was born on February 23, 1953, in New York City, but has spent much of his life in New Jersey. Van Drew is affiliated with the Republican Party, having switched from the Democratic Party in 2019. His political career has been marked by his commitment to local issues, particularly those affecting South Jersey. Early life and education. Jeff Van Drew was born in New York City but grew up in Linden, New Jersey. His early life was shaped by the values of hard work and community service instilled by his parents. He attended the University of South Carolina, where he earned his Bachelor of Science degree in dental medicine. Following his undergraduate studies, Van Drew returned to New Jersey to pursue further education at Fairleigh Dickinson University, where he received his Doctor of Dental Medicine degree. His educational background in dentistry provided him with a unique perspective on healthcare issues, which later influenced his political career. Van Drew practiced dentistry for over 30 years, which gave him first-hand experience with the healthcare system and the needs of his community. Early career. Before entering politics, Van Drew established himself as a successful dentist in South Jersey. His practice not only served as a professional endeavor but also as a platform for community engagement. He was known for his involvement in local civic groups and his commitment to improving dental health education in schools. Van Drew's transition into politics was somewhat organic, stemming from his community involvement. He first served on the Dennis Township Committee, where he was elected mayor in 1994. His tenure as mayor was characterized by efforts to enhance local infrastructure and promote economic development. In 2001, Van Drew was elected to the New Jersey General Assembly, representing the 1st Legislative District. During his time in the Assembly, he focused on issues like education reform, environmental protection, and healthcare accessibility. Election history. Jeff Van Drew's political ascent continued when he was elected to the New Jersey Senate in 2007, defeating the incumbent Republican. His campaign emphasized bipartisan cooperation and local governance, themes that resonated well with voters in his district. In 2018, Van Drew ran for the U.S. House of Representatives as a Democrat, winning the election with a significant margin. His campaign highlighted his cross-party appeal, focusing on local issues like coastal protection, veterans affairs, and economic development. However, in December 2019, Van Drew switched to the Republican Party, citing disagreements with the Democratic Party's direction, particularly regarding the impeachment of President Donald Trump. This move was controversial but allowed him to secure the Republican nomination for the 2020 election, which he won, thus retaining his seat. Political stances. Jeff Van Drew's political stances are a blend of conservative and moderate views, reflecting his district's diverse electorate. He has been a strong advocate for veterans, pushing for better health care and benefits for those who have served. On environmental issues, Van Drew supports measures to protect New Jersey's coastline, advocating for sustainable development and opposing offshore drilling. His stance on climate change has evolved, showing a willingness to engage with scientific consensus while balancing economic interests. In terms of healthcare, his background as a dentist informs his policy positions, advocating for reforms that ensure accessibility and affordability while maintaining a cautious approach to government intervention. Van Drew has taken a conservative stance on immigration, supporting border security enhancements but also recognizing the contributions of legal immigrants to his district. His switch to the Republican Party highlighted his opposition to what he perceived as the Democratic Party's shift to the left, particularly on issues like impeachment and certain social policies. However, he maintains a pragmatic approach, often working across the aisle on legislation that benefits his constituents. Jefferson Van Drew, the representative for New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his commitment to local issues. Van Drew has been vocal about protecting the interests of South Jersey, particularly in areas like coastal protection, tourism, and local business development. His efforts to secure federal funding for infrastructure projects, such as beach replenishment and flood mitigation, directly address the concerns of his coastal district, which is prone to natural disasters. His proactive stance on these issues resonates well with voters who see tangible benefits from his advocacy. Another key factor in Van Drew's support base is his political journey and adaptability. Originally a Democrat, Van Drew switched to the Republican Party in 2019, citing ideological differences, particularly over the impeachment of President Trump. This move was seen by many in his district as a bold stand for his principles rather than party loyalty, which appealed to voters who value integrity over party lines. His ability to cross the political aisle and work with both parties has painted him as a pragmatic politician, willing to put his district's needs above partisan politics. Van Drew's stance on healthcare has also played a significant role in his support. He has consistently opposed policies that he believes would undermine the quality of healthcare, particularly in rural and less affluent areas of his district. His opposition to the Affordable Care Act's expansion, arguing it would lead to higher costs and less choice, has resonated with many who fear government overreach in healthcare decisions. By advocating for market-driven solutions and protecting local healthcare providers, he has positioned himself as a defender of personal healthcare freedom. Furthermore, Van Drew's engagement with his constituents is notable. He maintains an active presence in community events, town halls, and local media, ensuring that his constituents feel heard and represented. His office is known for its responsiveness, which is crucial in building trust and loyalty among voters. This hands-on approach to representation makes him appear more accessible and accountable, qualities that are highly valued in political figures. Lastly, Van Drew's alignment with conservative values on issues like gun rights, immigration, and economic policy has solidified his support among a significant portion of his electorate. His advocacy for Second Amendment rights, his push for stricter immigration controls, and his support for tax cuts and deregulation are in line with the conservative leanings of many in his district. These stances not only reflect the political climate of his area but also ensure that his legislative actions are in harmony with the expectations of his voters. In summary, Jefferson Van Drew's support in New Jersey's 2nd District can be attributed to his focus on local issues, his political adaptability, his healthcare policies, his community engagement, and his alignment with conservative values. These elements combine to create a robust base of support, reflecting both his effectiveness as a representative and his resonance with the district's demographic and political landscape. Jefferson Van Drew, the representative for New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support for Van Drew is his political flip-flopping, particularly his switch from the Democratic to the Republican Party. Initially elected as a Democrat in 2018, Van Drew's decision to oppose the impeachment of President Donald Trump led to his party switch in 2019, which many constituents viewed as a betrayal of his campaign promises and principles. This move was seen by many as an act of political opportunism rather than a reflection of his constituents' interests, leading to a loss of trust among voters who felt misled by his initial campaign stance. Van Drew's alignment with the Republican Party, especially during a time when the GOP was closely associated with Trump's policies, has alienated many in his district who lean more moderate or liberal. His support for policies like tax cuts for the wealthy, which many argue disproportionately benefit the rich at the expense of the middle and lower classes, has further distanced him from a significant portion of his electorate. These policies are often criticized for not addressing the pressing economic issues faced by many in his district, such as healthcare costs, education funding, and infrastructure needs. Moreover, Van Drew's stance on environmental issues has drawn criticism. New Jersey's 2nd District includes coastal areas highly susceptible to climate change impacts, yet Van Drew has often sided with business interests over environmental protection. His opposition to certain environmental regulations and his support for industries that contribute to pollution have been points of contention, especially among those concerned with the long-term sustainability and health of their communities. Another point of contention is his approach to social issues. Van Drew's conservative views on topics like abortion and gun control do not align with the more progressive or centrist views held by many in his district. His votes against measures that would expand healthcare access or protect civil liberties have been seen as out of touch with the needs and values of a diverse electorate, further fueling opposition. Lastly, his engagement with his constituents has been criticized. Many feel that Van Drew has become less accessible since his party switch, focusing more on national politics rather than local issues. This perceived disconnect has led to a feeling among voters that their voices are not being heard or represented in Congress, which is crucial for any elected official's support base. In summary, Jefferson Van Drew's lack of support stems from a combination of his political inconsistency, policy choices that favor business over community needs, environmental stances, social conservatism, and a perceived lack of engagement with his district. These factors have collectively contributed to a significant portion of his electorate feeling unrepresented and disillusioned with his representation. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.